So, Ronick, why don't you tell us how you got your start in music?
Well, it was actually about the age of 11 or 12. I asked for a guitar for my birthday. And then from there, I was told that I needed to, I was only going to be allowed to have a guitar if I had lessons with it, because my parents thought I wouldn't have pursued it, if you like. So that's where it started. And then I started, went on to in school, I did music, and then I progressed and went on to uni to do music, and then sort of started my own solo thing about 2 years ago now.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you like it better being a solo artist or being part of a group?
I think they both have pros and cons, because I was in a group before, and it was great for like live gigs and stuff. It was really great, but it was a bit, obviously trying to organize a band is very difficult, and obviously everyone's got different views on which way they want to take the direction, etc. So there can be like frustrating conflicts in there. Whereas like when I went solo, obviously all of that had gone, as in, so I've in complete creative control of what I do, which is great. But then obviously the whole live thing is a bit more difficult to do because I don't have a band behind me. So it's just me and my guitar. So I sort of recently overcame that by making like I filmed myself playing drums, bass and guitar, and sort of made myself a backing band with a backing track so that I could play with a projector of a live band when I perform.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you find that your unique style shines through better when it's just you, or as opposed to being part of a group?
I think so, but I think whenever I've been a part of a group, I've always like my sound, like my guitar work is sort of my sound, if you like. It's always shone through, if you like. I mean, if you take a listen to what I've done before, you could probably hear elements that have carried on forward into this new stuff which I'm putting out now. So yeah, I think that it kind of shines out anyway, because it's just how I work musically, if you like, as long as I've got a creative part or role in whatever projects I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. And your new single No More really has a unique blend of styles to it. I have to commend you on your guitar playing in particular. I mean, you're not one of those barcode only players, you know. I mean, you really play for the song.
Yeah, I don't know, I like to try and make everything completely different.
Mm-hmm. And your vocals have a unique staccato rhythm to them that really complements the music as well. I have to give you hats off on that. I mean, that what you have here with No More is a songwriter's song.
Oh, thanks, I really appreciate that.
So now, would you consider yourself, well, I don't know, let me rephrase that. If you could choose one, which would it be? Would you be a singer or a guitarist?
I don't know. I enjoy both. I think probably the singer, because I've always wanted to be the front man, but I do enjoy just stepping back and playing guitar sometimes. So it's a tough one to answer. But I suppose that's why I do both, isn't it?
Exactly. I can't do both. I have to do one or the other, and I can't sing.
Yeah.
I can't sing, so so that kind of narrows it down a bit. But but being a guitarist myself, I got to ask you the obligatory question. What kind of gear do you use?
Okay. So I've got a Godin nylon string, that Multiac series ACS or whatever it's, I think that's the name of it, but it's a MIDI guitar, but I've never used it for the MIDI. It's just a nylon string electric, and I put that through a Fender Hot Rod Deluxe.
Nice.
Limited edition, like bright red one. And that's my thing. And the other thing, like I'd use like an American Standard Strat as well. That's sort of my other sound, but through the same amp. But I don't actually really use pedals as much anymore. I just sort of use the amp and just a bit of reverb on the amp, and just put a nice, I use like an AKG C214 in front of the amp when I'm recording.
Okay, so you don't direct box it. You use the mic.
Yeah, I like to use a mic, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get that room ambience.
Sound a bit better, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what the cool thing is? When I heard the electric kick in on No More, I was like, oh, that's a Strat. It's got that bell tone.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you could hear those guitars a mile away.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I mean, but what kind of, how do you come up with your chord progressions? Because the chord progressions on No More are, to me as a guitarist myself, are really thought out.
Yeah. I don't know. It just sort of, it starts with, like, that song started with the riff in my head. And then the chords kind of fell around it after I'd got the riff. So I sort of had the do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and then I just kind of built chords that fitted with the riff as it's playing. So then that sort of built the guitar part around that, if you like. And then just developing in through the song. It's just whatever felt right. When in the chorus, it felt like it needed more energy, so I went to the strumming, and then like the bridge section is just a little bit of sort of chugging, and then obviously the other guitar comes in, and yeah, basically.
And I actually hear, particularly in the intro and in the hook, as far as the guitar is concerned, I hear somewhat of a jazz influence.
Yeah, a lot of people have said this. I mean, I've never been like personally a massive fan of jazz. I've never like actually sat down and listened to it, but I think just the chords that I use sort of resonate with that style. It's like more of a mature sound, I suppose, is what people describe it as. It's got that jazz element, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, and you know, some of the greats like Bowie and Sting and, you know, so on and so forth, you know, have had a jazz tinge to some of their tracks.
Mm. I think that's where it sort of, that like hearing them guys is sort of probably what inspires it a little bit, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Mm. Now, would you consider yourself, being a singer and a guitarist, would you consider yourself a songwriter more on the guitarist side or on the songwriting side? And what I mean by that, do you concentrate more on the lyrics, or are the lyrics more of a thing versus the music, or vice versa?
Yeah, I think it's like, it's both really. It's a very, like, I'm quite a lyrical person, I suppose. Like, I like to use a lot of techniques, I suppose, like a lot of alliteration and stuff like that. But it's strange because every track I do now is done in a different way. So that particular track started with the guitar riff, and then I put that down. And then what I tend to do is just record the guitar and some basic drums or whatever, and then just sort of see what melody comes to it while I'm not playing the instrument, so I can try and find the best melody that's not restricted by my ability of playing and singing, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I've got the melody, put the words down, and then I have to teach myself how to play and sing what I've just come up with. spend a good few hours like,
oh, going
around really slowly trying to sing it. And then eventually you get it, obviously.
Oh, so. Exactly. Now, do you put that into consideration? Like, okay, how, like when you write and record, how they're going to be done live?
Well, I suppose not really. Not really. As long as it's like vocally, I always record it so it can be done in one take. So I never do it where a chorus will overlap a verse, so I can't actually sing it in one go, if you like. But I suppose, yeah, I don't know, really. I don't really think about it. I just hear what melody stands out the most, and then worry about like being able to play and sing it later. And then because I've got a new song I'm working on at the minute, I've not quite got it there because the riff's a bit tricky. But No More was very much like this. It took me a good month or so to actually be able to play the riff and sing at the same time.
nice. Well, yeah, the chord progression, I mean, the chord progression is a little off the wall.
Mm.
You know, like I said, I mean, but the cool thing is, and that's why I say it's a songwriter's song, it's not your basic bar chord or three-part harmony, you know, or, you know, yeah, or anything like that, but it works.
Yeah.
You know, I would actually consider it to something Dave Matthews did in his heyday, not sound wise, but I mean, skill wise, like he would do these off the wall chord progressions, you know, and then sing, you know, harmony that you wouldn't really suspect would go over that progression, but it worked.
Yeah. Oh, that's a really nice compliment. That is,
you know, kind of like outside the box.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I suppose that's what I sort of pride myself on a little bit, is trying to have something that I feel is different. And I think that's with my vocals as well, is I like naturally have a diff, like try and keep my tone separate, if you know what I mean. So it's a unique, my unique voice, if you like, try not to really emulate other. And the same with my guitar playing. I don't really think of a guitarist when I'm playing it. I don't think I want to sound like Joe Satriani or whoever. I just think I'm like, it's me, if you like. That's my thing, really.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's a good thing you bring up Joe Satriani, because, see, I'm from the Shredder school, so, like, for 20 or so years, I've been doing sweep picking and all that. I'm the guy that you go to for a lead, but I, you know, my songwriting skills suck, I'm going to admit it, but, I mean, you know, but, I mean, like, I can write instrumentals all day long, but, like, when it comes to, like, stuff that'll be on the radio, that's not going to happen. But, I mean, do you delve into stuff like that? Or, I mean, are you more than a songwriter's guitarist? So do you get up there and do you do Steve Vai and Eddie Van Halen and all that? Or,
well, I did do before. I mean, when I was at college, I did a Van Halen track and stuff like that. I used to play like a silver Ibanez RG series.
Oh, those are the go-tos for that, man.
Yeah, yeah. And I kind of had a bit of a phase of that. And my guitar tutor at the time was showing me like Steve Vai as well. And I was sort of delving into them sort of things. And then I think eventually when I sort of went away, I moved to London for like 4 years and went to uni there. And I kind of left that behind a little bit. And I used to always be a pick guy, but now I don't use one at all. I just play with my fingers, which was sort of... And it was one thing, actually, what inspired that was, I Sultans of Swing by the Dire Straits.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
I was like playing, I was actually like having a jam with my guitar tutor at the time. And he was like, I said, oh, how does he get that sound? Like, what is it? And he said, oh, he's playing with his fingers. He's not playing with a pick. And I was like, okay, that's what I'm going to do. Because that just sounds so much better to my ears.
Yeah. And Mark Knopfler, I mean, he does that on a lot of stuff that you wouldn't think that he would do that for. And I've seen a lot of people try to emulate him, but they just can't because they're stuck with a pick.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, another player like that is Richie Kotzen. Mm. You know, he ditched the pick a few years ago and his sound totally changed.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know.
I think for a while, it's sort of like a transition to now, because for a while I started playing hybrid. And then eventually just got rid of the pick altogether. And now even when I play my Strat, I don't even use a pick. I just use my fingers, basically.
Exactly. Now, do you think coming from that Shredder school into the style you're in now, maybe has, you know, because one, like I said, one thing I came from that same genre. You know, I'm not really like that anymore, but personally for me, I think that gave me the discipline, because of all those hours and hours and hours and years and years and years of practicing my scales, practicing my timing, practicing different time signatures, so on and so forth, gave me the discipline to learn other styles more seamlessly. Would you say that that's the way you are?
Yeah, I think like discipline comes in massively. I mean, there's been points where it's when your heart's with it, isn't it? Because I find like I've got a lot more discipline with my own stuff, and I get it right, and I'll spend hours and hours and hours. But if I'm ever doing like covers of stuff, then it's never as important to be exactly the same. If you know what I mean. So I think there is an element of that there, which is so important. I suppose, like I say, with my like learning to sing my own songs when I'm playing the guitar at the same time, because like I say, I'm a lead guitarist first and foremost. So it's quite, some of the stuff that I've got is quite difficult to do that, if you like, naturally. which then I suppose that almost stands it apart in its own right, because like you said, it's not the basic bar chords of just strumming and playing and singing. There's the element of it being like a very musical piece, if you like, before the vocals are put on it.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you feel your new music, your solo stuff, has progressed since you've started doing that? I know No More is coming out later this month, the 22nd.
Yeah, that's right.
And what's the feedback you've gotten on your new stuff as opposed to what you were doing before?
Yeah, I think that generally I think people have heard it progress, and the newer stuff that I bring out, I get comments at gigs and stuff, and they say, "Oh yeah, I really like your new stuff," and that's kind of a nice thing to hear. So I think generally it's gone down pretty well. I mean that track has been a long time in development. I mean, I had to get my uncle's actually a violin player, so I scored out some violin parts for him, which is emulated in the riff, and that's what I put in there. And I like to have something in there. I mean, a few tracks I did before was, I got a friend of mine who played clarinet, and he's playing clarinet on the tracks as well, just to add another dimension.
And No More has a beautiful violin harmony in it. To say the least. And the cool thing is that's yet another thing on that particular track that is out of left field. I mean, you don't think that's going to happen, because the guitar up to the bridge is prominent.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then for it to, you know, to make way for the violin. I mean, I'm speaking solely as a musician. It's out of left field, to say the least, but it works seamlessly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks.
So, I mean, do you gather a lot of influences in your songwriting from people you know around you, like fellow musicians, like what you said, you knew somebody that played a violin, you knew somebody that played a clarinet, and then you think, man, I had to work with them.
Yeah, I don't know. It can do, yeah. With the clarinet, it definitely worked that way. With the violin, I knew that, because my uncle's a teacher, so I knew he'd be able to do it. And I ended up, at first, I put it down as like a really, like a really basic MIDI strings that was just like Logic preset, just to have the idea there. And then I then got him in and was like, right, we're going to record this. And then it went from there, really. But I think definitely knowing that you've got access to them sort of instruments and palette and people who want to get involved in that way really, really does help expand it, if you like. Because I'm very, very, I'm kind of limited in a sense of what I can play, because I'm a guitarist, really. My drums, I actually program my drums using some software called Superior Drummer, and then the bass is played in live, and the guitar. But then obviously if I want to do anything else, I'm not too hot on the keys, so it's all very, I have to just like draw everything in piano roll.
I'm the same way, man. So I mean, I can do ambient stuff on the keys, but that's about it.
Yeah,
you know. So what do you have coming up? I mean, what's the next thing we're gonna hear from you? Because I mean this is, like I said, No More is one of the few tracks that have excited me lately.
Oh really?
Yeah,
that's a nice, yeah. Thank you. Well, I've actually got a track that I'm thinking of releasing as a duet. It's a song that I've got that's called One Ticket. And it's very acoustic. It's very stripped back compared to No More. At the minute, it's just guitar. And then there's a bit of percussion. I've got like some bongos. And then really the bass kicks in the second verse. And then after the second chorus, there's just like a guitar solo that comes out of nowhere. Very stripped back sort of piece of music. But I've got a friend of mine called Lena Ears. I'm going to ask her to sing on it with me and make it a duet, because I can just hear it sounding something really quite nice, if you know what I mean.
Nice, nice. Now, are we going to start hearing your solo stuff on you know, on other media, because I remember your old band, The Vacations, you know, had done, I mean, you guys got to the point where you were, like, being used as theme tracks for TV shows.
Yeah, that's true.
So, number one, what was that like? And number two, are you going to pursue that with your solo stuff?
That was, for one, it was really, really exciting. I don't know, really, because for my own stuff, we actually got a deal with it's a company that's called Hype Music. I think they're actually based in America, but there's a London office. And what they do is they work with MTV, and they kind of like try and break unsigned artists, if you like, with this sort of platform where they put your music into MTV shows, like it was on things like Jersey Shore and Friend Zone and all that. It's so exciting at the time. But as far as my own stuff goes, I'm not sure whether I'll go down that route as of yet. I mean, maybe later if it gets picked up by anybody. But that was very much like we worked with that company, and they sort of they're the ones that put it out. But whereas now I'm sort of doing it independently, so I've not got the same sort of contacts and contract with that, if you like.
Nice. Now, where can we find Ronak online?
My website is ronakmusic.com. I've got Facebook, which is /Ronak Music. Twitter is the same thing, @Ronak Music. I've got a SoundCloud as well, which is Ronak Music. And my YouTube channel is also called Ronak Music.
Nice. And Tinder and all that other stuff. No, I'm just joking. So, well, thanks, Ronak, for doing the interview, man. I really appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me, honestly. It's really nice.